just talk about where you're at, you know, injury wise or health wise, and you know, kind of just where you're at.
Right now, I'm sitting in a training room in one of the trainers' offices, feeling good. Talking to you guys. No.
I walked right into that one.
No, I'm good, man. I feel really good physically, mentally. I feel really good. I'm in a good place. Last four game stretch, I'm very in great shape. Excited about being able to go out there and contribute.
No one likes to be injured, Greg, obviously, but your teammate Randall Cobb's really stepped up in your absence. It's given him a chance to really shine. Can you just talk about his development this season from what he was last year?
Oh, it's been huge for Randall to get more experience, more playing time, more touches, just to get a better feel. He's much more comfortable out there now. It's almost like he's not even thinking, he's just reacting, and that's how you want to play the game. As far as being injured, you never want to go down or have something happen to anybody, but you know it's a part of the game. So when it does happen, you want those guys to be able to step up and make plays. And Randall's, I call him kind of like my little brother on the team, but he's a very smart kid. He's very instinctive, very savvy, and he knows how to make plays when the ball's in his hand.
What effect does it have on, you know, all the receivers, on Rodgers, on the whole team, with, you know, you being out for a while, Jordy's been, you know, off and on? I mean, just how much does that, you know, lack of continuity, you know, disrupt things on the team?
Well, it disrupts rhythm a little bit. When you have guys going out, coming back, going out, it's almost like, you know, I know 12 wants to see a consistent flow of the same guys out there so he can develop that rapport. But, you know, that's just the way we're built. We're built to where if one guy goes down, another guy can step up, and it's almost like you don't miss a beat. We may not have the same production or whatever, or may not be able to do the same exact thing, but there's definitely going to be some production that's going to take place out there. And that's a credit to the organization and to our individual abilities that we put out there.
The Lions have lost 20 straight regular season games in Green Bay. Obviously, a lot of these guys haven't been around for a lot of those games. But do you think something like that can still get in the head of a team?
Honestly, I would. If it were me, I would say no. I mean, it's more of one of those media statistics where the guys really don't care about it. I mean, they haven't been around for all those games, so they can care less about it. You want to be the team that breaks that streak, but at the same time, I don't think they're too much worried about that. They have nothing to lose. They play with an edge. They have a good coach over there. I've had a chance of meeting him personally. I think he does a great job with getting those guys prepared to play, and they play with kind of his attitude and his character.
Because the records have been so lopsided, do you still consider it much of a rivalry?
It's definitely a rivalry. Anytime you're in a division game, anything can happen. You know, they was able to get us a couple years ago, and, you know, it wasn't by fluke. You know, those guys, they watch film. They know what we're going to do. It's all about who's going to out-execute the opponent, and they were able to do that. So, I mean, anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Greg, you talked about the Lions playing with Coach Schwartz's energy and discipline. You had some comments this offseason that kind of blew up locally about the team lacking discipline on the field and off the field. They're 4-8 right now. How much do you think that's played into the record?
Well, I'm not sure how much that's played into the record. I don't watch the Lions every week. Got my own kind of job to focus on. But as far as their discipline, you know, in the past they've struggled with it, and you know, I think he's done a great job of getting them to kind of hone in on what he wants them to be like on the field as well as off the field. What he stands for, he's a feisty guy. He wants them to be feisty, but he wants them to play within the rules, and I think he's doing a great job of getting them to do that. Sometimes when you're that way as a coach and you want your players to play that way on the field, you know, you're going to get penalized, so you have to accept those penalties that you get. But they're a fiery bunch of guys, and they play with an edge, and you have to be on your P's and Q's when you're playing them.
Where was it that you got to know Schwartz, and what did you guys talk about?
Well, it was like we were showing up at every event together. But he came down to Kalamazoo and spoke at a Big Brothers, Big Sisters event, and everyone had great things to say. I wasn't actually there, and then I was able to speak with him at, I want to say, the NFL new award show that they do at the end of the year. But just a great guy. Just, I mean, you can see what he's done. Being a Lions fan as a kid, you can see the dynamic, the changes that he's made. He hasn't been able to win a substantial amount of games, but you can see the direction is being shifted.
Back to those comments that you made to NFL Network and Tulloch's response, do you feel vindicated at all by what's gone on, you know, with the Lions this year?
You said, do I feel vindicated?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not. It was just a general statement. I think that anybody who knows the Lions, who's played against those guys, they play with an edge. So they're going to be a team that may be highly penalized, and it's going to be kind of playing on that line, you know, kind of walking that tight line of whether it's a penalty or just playing with edge. And I think a lot of times they may get over-penalized sometimes because they play with that edge, but sometimes, you know, it's a little too much and they get penalized for it. But you know, I can care less if I'm vindicated or whatever. You know, that was, the statistics showed it. That's what it was. But like I said, I think anything can happen in a game like this. They play with edge. We have to match their intensity and exceed it and come out with the win at the end of the day.
Well, do they still have some of the same, are they still having some of the same, you know, penalty problems? Still playing with that edge, I guess. Some of their personal fouls are down, Sue's especially. Have you noticed the difference in the Lions this year from that standpoint?
Who am I talking to right now? Because you are really pressing the issue on this. Like, I don't watch the Lions every single week, so I don't know what their penalty situation is like. If you ask us about ours, then I can tell you about our penalty situation.
Greg, you say that the Lions play with their coach's attitude, with that fiery edge. Do you guys also take something from your coach, and what kind of attitude and attributes do you take from McCarthy?
Well, he's the type of coach that he's a coach that likes to play balls to the wall, but at the same time, he's smart, tough, and fundamentally sound football. And that's one of the things he harps on. He stresses it, stacking successes and how to go about a week in preparation of preparing yourself individually and collectively as a whole to come out on top when it's game day. And I think guys have really stepped up to the plate and kind of taken that on as far as an attribute that he has.
I guess I just got one more kind of off the wall question, but the commercials you've done, they're pretty funny. The Old Spice ad, and then I believe there's one for an airline. Just what has that shown with your personality? Has that like increased your national profile? Do you think?
when you're a player in this league, you got to take advantage of opportunities when it comes a chance for you to be marketed and different things like that, and I think it's definitely enhanced the way people view me. They were able to see me in a different light without the helmet on and everything like that. I think the Old Spice commercials are great. You know, those guys come up with some of the most unique concepts to shoot. They were fun to be around, and then you know the NFL came up with the airplane guy Doug and everything. So it's been great. It's been fun. It would probably have been a lot more interesting to myself had I been playing and those commercials been airing. They've been kind of annoying with everyone coming up to me, man, I saw a commercial, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. But my focus is more so on playing.
Hey, what does Ryan Grant bring to the team right now? How can he help that running game?
He brings that physicality, that downhill running attitude, you know, that he brings in December. He's always been one of those hard downhill running backs, physical guys. I'm excited to see him back in the locker room.
What do you remember from playing with Corey Williams? What kind of presence was he in the locker room?
Man, that is probably one of the funniest guys you could ever have in the locker room. He's always joking, always laughing, all smiles all the time. But he's a player. But as far as the locker room, he's one of those guys you love having in the locker room. He's always, you know, playing jokes on somebody or jonesing, what we call it when you're being a comedian with teammates. That's just him. That's his personality. He brings that life to the locker room.
Did he ever play any of those jokes on you, or do you remember any, you know, really good ones that he might have done?
He's never played any jokes, but he's always kind of razzing somebody in the locker room. Whether it's somebody, something that's going on with your hair, your outward appearance, something, he has something to say about everything.